I want to preach tonight on the devil is real. I said the devil is
Amen.
Real. You know, if you turn on a lot of what they call Christian television today, or Christian religion today, very little is preached about the devil. Very little is preached on sin today, Pastor Woody. Most of it's on self-esteem, how to get more, how to get more, how to become more richer, how to become more like God. I found out how to become more like Him is decrease. I've learned that. He said, Paul said, if I decrease, He increases. Amen.
He may increase.
Amen to God. And so I found out that the more humble I get, the closer I can get to God. The Bible says, submitting yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. I tell you, you can't have no one no greater to draw nigh to you is God Almighty. Amen to God. You know, I noticed the colder I get, but the closer I get to that heat, the warmer I become. Do you hear me? I found out the more that I humble myself, because God says He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. I don't know about you tonight, but I want grace. I said I want grace. I want the love of God. There's people that don't want the love of God. There's people haters of God. There are people that are blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They have a form, but they deny the power of it. It's just a religious form that I believe the devil promotes. The devil does promote his religion. Do you hear me? I can tell you right tonight, the devil is religious. How do you know that? He's made up a whole lot of religious denominations today. Do you hear me? The devil enjoys to promote another gospel, but not the pure gospel. And that pure gospel is Christ. The devil has no problem going to Jesus and saying, if thou be the Son of God. Do you hear me? The devil has no problem, Sister Porter, to come to you and say, are you really a Christian? Do you really love God? I can tell you, the Bible says to fall into divers temptations or to count it all joy, knowing that our faith is being tried. Brother, do you hear that? I can tell you, when we fall into that temptation, not that we're wanting to be tempted of sin in that, I know we're to resist things, but James said, count it all joy when you fall into that, knowing that your faith is going to be tried. You're going to be tested. You know, it's like anything. You know, food's good, but you got to taste it. You've got to test it. You got to test the Word of God. How do you do that? By standing on the Word of God, rooted and grounded in the faith of Jesus Christ. When the devil comes, you don't say boo-hoo. You say, it's written. The devil, I know the Word of God. He knows it too. And don't think for a moment he's not coming back at you with another scripture. But that's when you come back and say, it's written again, the same way the Lord said to the devil. It's something here stood the author and the finisher, the Son of God, the one that gave us from Genesis to Revelation. And what does he say to the devil? It's written. It's written again. It's written. It's written. And that's the same way, because he said, forevermore, my word is settled in heaven. He's not someone that changes with every wind and doctrine. We must be steadfast in Christ. You know, a tree, as long as its roots are deep in the ground, it can stand a lot of tests. But if those roots begin to die, those roots will after no longer be holding that. But if we're rooted in Christ, in God's Word, when the devil comes, he knows who we are. He knows exactly who we are. I can tell you, Brother Woody, the devil had no problem saying, Jesus we know, Paul we know. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, don't think for one moment the devil don't know what you watch. what you say, how much you love God, and how much you desire. He even knows how much you're in this book. He's not really ignorant. Don't think for a moment the devil is ignorant. Look how many he's got blinded out there. Look how many he's got in religious thinking they're all right. Do you hear me? Nobody wants to say born again today. Well, that might, you know, I don't like that born again believer. Well, I can tell you, Nicodemus, when he heard it, he found out it meant what he said. Do you hear me? He knew the word of God. But here it is. The devil, even Paul, said there in the word of God that the Lord delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. Somewhere he must have been in the mouth of the lion, not a four-legged lion, but he must have been in such a place it was trying to devour him, trying to destroy him. And that's what the thief's come to do. Jesus said he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. We must know. We must be steadfast, be vigilant, be sober. You know, I was sharing, I believe, with Sister Patterson just recently, praying, asking the Lord about things. We may not be intoxicated on alcohol. Do you hear me? But we can be intoxicated on that world out there. Do you hear me? Hey, do you hear me? I see a man drinking. He's a stumbling, falling around. I smell him. He's been drinking. He's drunk. But the church that God's told us in these last days in the Word, He said to us, one of the things would we be drunk on the cares of this life. So intoxicated. This God, gotta do this, do that, do this. And it seemed like we're never getting nowhere. I can tell you, it's like a man, he takes one step. I've seen it on TV before, and I've heard it. He gets pulled over by the law. And the law, they get up, they walk, they smell that, you've been drinking? No, sir, I've not been drinking. Well, you know, he either lying to him or he's not lying to him. Well, he finds out, I'm going to give him a test. I'll find out, because I think he's drinking. He's been going down the road, weaving across this line, that line, and then he gets out, he said, now listen, I want you to put one foot in front of the other foot and walk straight. He's just stumbling, he's lost his balance, you know, he is drunk, he says. You've been drinking, haven't you? No, I haven't. Put your finger to your nose. Next thing you know, you got it in your eye. Do you hear me what I'm saying? God help us, that's how it is. And then they say, sir, you're under arrest. Well, for what? You're intoxicated. I can tell you, God help us, if we're not sober, if we're not watching, our adversary is a lion, and he's seeking whom he may devour. Do you hear me? That policeman out there is looking for somebody that's breaking the law. Somebody that's going to break the law. Somebody, he doesn't sit out in the country in a back lane somewhere waiting for somebody to come by. He's out there where everybody's going, at that traffic light, at that stop sign, and he's waiting for somebody to break it. Do you hear me? Well, I'm telling you, that devil's looking for somebody that he can pull out of Christ or open up that door to sin. Do you hear me? He didn't say a lot of sin. Paul said, know you not, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. What he was saying there. I said it early, Sister Porter. He didn't half save me. He fully saved me. Do you hear me? He didn't leave one devil, one sin in me. When he saved me, I was born again. I was sure on my way to heaven as I am right now if I stay in Christ. I heard the pastor say, abide in me, nor abide in my words, and my words abide. You have a right to ask me what you have need of. And I read to you, casting what? All your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Do you hear that? The devil comes along, say, well, if this is happening to you, if that's happening, if this is happening in your marriage, in your family, your children, well, how come that the Lord's not helping you here? I'm telling you right now, we got to be tested and tried. How is it? We're going to stand on the Word, and when we stand on the Word of God, and we be steadfast in the Word of God, That's where our faith grows. It's not being tossed in two, back and forth with every wind and doctrine. People come along. I said that Christ hung on that cross never to make up all these religions. Do you hear that? How come we've all got different beliefs? I believe it this way. I think it that way. I can tell you, this is the way, the Word of God. Do you hear that? We've got every type of Bible. We've got every type of opinion. We got preachers that rather prophesy to you than to preach to you. I'd rather hear a preacher preach to me, and then when he prophesies, if I know that word, I know he's preaching truth. Come on now. He can walk up here and say, the Lord has showed me, and I'm listening to him. But I've got to know. Do you hear me? He can come up with a thought, or he can think in his own heart, and it's not by the Spirit. Do you hear me? As a man, Charlie, thinks in his own heart, so is that man. Do you hear me? I fought with that, but I got nowhere. Do you hear me? I fought with the devil and got nowhere. Do you hear me? You ain't going to change the devil. He's still a liar. Do you hear me what I'm saying? He's still a liar. He's never told the truth. Do you hear me? But he knows the truth. Do you hear me? He'll tell you so much of God's word, but then he'll twist something over here. Yeah, God say, I can tell you right now, that devil was in that garden. I don't believe it was a snake. Do you hear me? I believe it was the devil, the old serpent, the devil. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Called a goat. Do you hear me? He's called a liar. He's called a thief. He's called a murderer. Why? That's his nature. That's his nature. What made the devil the devil, church? I can tell you what made the devil the devil. Pride. Pride made him the devil. He was such an anointed cherubim in the kingdom of heaven. Other angels looked to him. He was beautiful. He was high up there in the heavens. Do you hear me? He stood before God. But all of a sudden, that devil, God got pride in him. Do you hear me? God help us. I read to you tonight, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Oh, if I just humble myself, the devil's got to go. Why? Because I'm humbling myself to God, and there's times in my life I just don't think I can make it. I said, Lord, I get down and pray. Things are so hard. It's like heaven is shut up. I said, oh, God, I thought of Daniel. And ask yourself, I said to Sister Patterson, I wonder what his prayer was. Yeah. Have you ever asked yourself, what was the damn thing asking God for? It had to be something that the devil sure didn't want to give me to get the answer. Now we say, now lay him down and sleep, pray, Lord, somebody take the rest out of my name. We're off asleep. There was not a turn, don't you know that? Do you hear me? We'll sit in front of that TV till 10, 11 o'clock and look over. Honey, it's about time to go to bed. I'm falling asleep. And you go in there, now lay me down and sleep and pray the Lord, my soul, weeping. And then you say, I resisted the devil. I said, oh, dear God, I can tell you God said to me, and he said to the church, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. There's a lot of things in this world. I can tell you, I'm in the world, but the things of the world is not in me. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in that world. You know what affects that heart? That eye. Come on now. Love not the world, neither the things. If I can sit in front of that TV hour after hour and watch that world, something's got a hold on me. All right now, we're shouting about now, ain't we? Come on now. Come on now. What if I could take those 2-3 hours watching that to get me that room with God? I can come out glowing. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Come on. Shout with me now. Ooh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Preacher, brother. Preacher.
Woo, glory to God. Well, Rabbi Titaranda Corisha.
Thank God, I say unto thee, church, I've searched your heart, I know your ways, I know your thoughts, and I say unto thee, move up. Move up. Start searching. Start seeking. For I am the Lord thy God. I've called my church out of darkness into the marvelous light. And I say unto thee, stay in that light. Stay with me. Draw close to me. For I'm coming soon. You must be ready. You must not sleep, slumber, but watch. For your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion. He seeketh whom he may devour. And I say, be steadfast, sober, watch for me. I'm coming when you may not, say it from the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Come on, that back. Say, come on, let me call you sick. Let come on, my mind. You've asked many things of me, but I say, I reward the obedience to my word. Do you hear me? I say, I reward the obedience to my word. I do not reward disobedience. I reward the them that obey me and love me and honor me and seek me and search for me with all of thy heart, and you will get the answer you ask for. Say it from the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah to the blood of
us. The name of the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory God. Give him a praise. Give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him a praise. Hallelujah to the blood of Jesus, the Son of the Most High God.
Yeah.
My Lord and my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He's anointed.
Yes.
Oh, he's anointed. He is the anointed one.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's the anointed one.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's who the devil fears. The devil doesn't fear a church that's not on fire. Do you hear me? The devil doesn't fear a lukewarm church. He doesn't fear a cold church. He fears a church who knows this Christ. And I can tell you, to know him, as Paul said, to know him, to know, my Lord, I feel that. I think there can be healing here tonight. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost will glorify him. My Lord, do you hear me? My Lord, do you hear me? My Lord, do you hear me? God Almighty. Oh, the anointing will heal. The anointing will destroy the works of the devil. The anointing will destroy the yokes of the devil. It's the anointing. Church, without Christ, we can do nothing. But through Christ, which strengthens you and me, we can do all things, because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Hallelujah. My Holy Ghost
glory.
Of heaven.
Glory.
Glory to
Praise
God.
God.
Blessed be the name
Praise
of the Lord.
God. Oh, Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is your adversary. He is your enemy. He is your enemy. He's the enemy of your soul. Do you hear that? He's come to kill. We need to know why the devil comes. He's come to kill. He's come to steal. He's come to destroy. He's come to do those. But Christ said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Do you hear me? I know in this world we're going to suffer affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. There's people, you know, like the, I heard a man here say here tonight, he just fell over dead before he hit the floor. Do you hear me? But there are those that the hospital that they gave up is dead. But God stepped into that. He stepped into that room and gave him another heart. He can do that. I thought to myself, oh God, one of the, all the scripture is great and holy. But that scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. God wants us to prosper. If I open the book up, I believe it's in 2 John. I believe it is. 3 John, 2 John. I heard that apostle, the same one that wrote Revelation, the same one that wrote the book of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. I heard him say this was a man of God that loved God, walked with God, put his head in the bosom of our Savior. But what did he say there to the church? He rejoiced that I found the church, my brethren, the church, walking in truth. What is truth? What is truth? I tell you what truth is. That's the Christ that stood before Pilate and said, what is truth? He looked at truth eye to eye. We hear the truth, but are we doers of the truth? Am I walking in truth? The only way I can walk in truth is walking the one that says, I am the truth. Do you hear me what I'm saying? The only way I can tell you, he's not going to agree with me if I'm not agreeing about it with his words. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I can hear the word, but if I'm not a doer of it, what I'm saying, you know, you can go down the road, a blue light comes on, just don't pull over. I don't like blue for some reason. But you know what that blue light means to you? Well, I can tell you, thank God, I can have a circumcised ear or an uncircumcised ear. I want to hear what God says to me. I can tell you, and I must measure what I hear him say. Take heed. A lot of times, he said you have an ear to hear. Then hear what the Spirit said to the churches. Well, you are the church. Amen. You're the church. You're the church. He's not coming for these padded pews. He's not coming for the biggest church in the world. He's coming for that remnant that loves him. He's coming for that church. Who is she? She's the bride of Christ. She's made herself ready. She's got herself prepared. She's got the oil. She's the lamps are burning. And she's looking. Anytime the bridegroom's coming, I have to be ready to be at that wedding. Amen. Amen to God. Amen. Amen. Be sober. Be vigilant. You know what vigilant is? You know, it's like a security guard sleeping on the job. It's like having a dog. Thief comes in, takes out half your house. He's hid under the bed. That was my watchdog. We got to be watching. We've got to care for each other's souls. Amen. Praying, seeking God. Show me, Lord. Show me. Sometimes I ask God to show us other people. First, I want you to see who you are. Come on now. Come on now. The Bible said the church is to pray one for another.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, we're the body. When one hurts, the other should say, hey, I feel that. I know that. I don't. I know that. I could be in Africa. But that I can tell you. I can tell you. I don't need no smartphone. Do you hear me? I don't need no drums. Do you hear me? I can tell you right now, all I need is the Spirit of God. Speak to me and say, pray for so-and-so. They're going through a battle. They need prayer. Oh, I can tell you, we need some Moses when the battle gets hard. Hey, what happened? When his hands begin to fall, they begin to win the battle. Is that right? Here's the man of God with the stick. Now, Red Sea opens up, the cloud of fire, but he's in a battle. Do you hear me? And he's standing there. And oh, God, the battle's going on and on and on. His hands begin to fall. And when they fall, the enemy begins to win. Do you hear me? Lift up those holy hands without wrath and vanity. Lift those hands out. Oh, my God. Those hands that handle the word of God. Those hands are lifted up and say, God, anoint me from the top of my head. Oh, anoint me that handle the word of life. Oh, my God, do you hear me? Oh, do you hear me? Because let me tell you, don't let these hands be defiled that touches the precious things of God. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Oh, my God, with these hands, let these hands be your hands. Let this mouth be your mouth. Let these ears be your ears. Let this temple be your temple, saith the Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Is that right? Be ye holy for what?
Why am holy?
There you go, Pastor. Touch not the unclean things of the world.
That's right.
Come out from among the world. Be separate, saith the Lord God. And I will be your father. You'll be my children, sons and daughters. I will be your God. Oh, God. He'll have no other gods before. He won't have the grandchildren before him. He won't have that wife before him, that husband. He won't have that animal. He won't have. He's a jealous God. Just like I love my wife, I'm jealous of her in a certain way. I won't have no boyfriends. I won't have no other in between that. Do you hear that? The only one comes in between her and me is the Lord God Almighty. Oh, you know, I won't get jealous about that. Do you hear me? Well, if I do, I better get down and start repenting. Hear me what I'm saying? Getting closer to God, more of God. The devil is on rage. The devil is on rage. Can we see that?
Come on,
you know, we got the world. We've got the world, buddy. We got the world trying to tell us what needs to be done. Psychology, theology, all of this. All of this. Something to do. You ain't get enough milk when you're a baby. Mama didn't like you. You wasn't the pick of the family. Then he was pushed in the corner. She loved this one better than that one, this one, that, this and that. Jealousy, envy, strife rises up. You know, they got the best of it during this. They, you know, my little present was $5. Hers was $25. On and on and on and on and on and on. But I can tell you, I know the greatest gift I ever got. His name is Jesus Christ. He came to this world as a babe. Oh my God. He walked among the religion. He walked among the hypocrites. He walked among the wolves. He walked among the mockers, the scoffers. And he was tempted in all points of sin, but without sin. Do you hear me? He did not ever yield to that. Everything he did, I do what I see my father do. I speak what my father said. I do that I come, that I might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
If I look out there, I say, Lord, there's a lot not being destroyed of the devil. Well, he was saying, destroy the works of the devil in you and me.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. I could tell you, that won't happen until he comes and reigns upon this earth. Do you hear me?
Right.
Only the righteous will reign with me. Do you hear me? Only them that love not their lives, even unto death. Paul, on that road to Damascus, Pastor Woody, on that, he's a religious man. He knew that book. He knew that Old Testament. Better believe he did. On that road to Damascus, he met this Christ. I can tell you it was Christ revealed to him. The same Christ that came into my life is the same Christ 2,000 years ago that met Paul on the road to Damascus. And what he said, I've appeared before you for this reason, that you're going to be persecuted. Oh, who are thou? I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Oh, my Lord, I can tell you, he made 190, 200 degree turnaround. He went from darkness religion into that marvelous light of Christ. Oh, aren't you glad? He opened our eyes. He opened our eyes because the God of this world has blinded their minds. Men with men, women with women. Anymore, nothing is sin. Nothing is sin. It's just somebody did me wrong. I just had a bad time in this life. Nobody liked me. Do you hear me? Oh, he was this. He was a hardhead. He was dumb. He was. I can tell you, when the devil gets hold of somebody, he's caught.
Yeah.
I say he's caught. And I said this, I'll say it again. You cannot defeat him without Christ.
Yeah.
You cannot stop sin without Christ. You can turn over a few good leaves, quit drinking, quit life on time, but you're still lost. Do you hear that? Until Christ comes in, you're still the old corruptible man you've always been. Put $100 ounce perfume on you. Give you the biggest suit, everything. It's like a preacher, oh God, in a $300 suit, in a $29 body. He's still that same old man. That suit don't change it. Even the outer looks good, do you hear me? You can put him on $1,000 suit, put him up there, buy me the gold Rolex watch, all of that, everything, I mean charisma. But I can tell you, he could have $10,000 worth of material on him, but I can tell you right now, he's in a 10-cent body, do you hear me? It's worth nothing, do you hear me? Until he's come to know Christ, he's lost, he's a corruptible man, he can be a religious man, but until he knows Christ, he's still the old corruptible man. My Lord and my God, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. Amen. All things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Isn't there something how he makes everything new in your life? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, isn't there something his promises is what? New every day. Hallelujah. In other words, amen. So be it, Lord. So be it, Lord. So be it. It's written, so be it, Lord. Then I'll read it to you. Go with me to the book of Acts real quick. Chapter, I believe, about 26, I think it is, 27. Let me see real quick here. 26. Chapter 26 of Acts, the books of Acts. And starting with, go with me with verse 13. We're going to read down. Now listen, Christ shows himself to a man that hated him. A blasphemer. Amen. He did everything he could to destroy this Christ and the religious, the Christian church. Yeah. Now listen, chapter 26 of Acts, verse 13. Go back with me to verse 12. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king. Now this is his testimony. We should have a testimony too. Amen. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darknesses to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inherit among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, now that's what he was telling. He's telling Agrippa, he's telling, hey, there was others that were listening. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. I can tell you, he said he would give us visions, dreams, upon the handmaidens, upon old man, young men, with dreams, prophesying by the Spirit of God. I can tell you, God does not put himself in unholy things. Amen. Amen to God. When he comes in, all the unholy things has got to go out. Now, I do know there's some things in our life we deal with. That's that. Thank God. When he saves you, and you know, first time, you're a baby. You're on milk. You're a baby. You're on milk. You got to grow, but you can't stay a baby. Amen? I can tell you, as much as Sister Porter, our daughter here, when she was conceived, about 9 months, however, when she came out, she was a baby. Now she has agreed on her own. Amen. That's like the first thing they do. You know, breathing on their own.
Yes.
Is that right? Well, I can tell you. Oh, let the Spirit of God breathe upon you. Mm-hmm. Oh, let Him breathe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He breathed upon him and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Oh, my Lord, breathe upon me, Lord. Oh, He's a wind from heaven. Great God, I feel Him in Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Breathe upon me. Ezekiel prophesied to the wind.
Yeah.
Like a mighty rushing wind. And I can tell you, it was the wind from God Almighty. He could stand in front of that sun on the brightest day, and it, you wouldn't even see it. He's brighter. Amen. Oh, Lord, what a Savior. Church, Jesus warned us that our adversary, the devil, he's not hidden in some little back room. He knows he has but a short time left. I read there in the book, Revelations, the church of Smyrna. He told that church, "You dwell among Satan." He said, "Satan will cast you in the prison of somebody." That's what he said. Satan is going to cast you in the prison. But you know what he said? "For 10 days, but be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life." You know what? I better be faithful now, because I can be faithful death any day. Because who's promised me tomorrow? I said, "God, if we will value this book more than life, more than anything else, it's because it's Christ's word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never." All the different things that we have in this life. During the service, it was about money. What would it profit to gain the whole world? God's blessings can be a blessing, or they can become a curse.
Amen.
That manna that fell from heaven, in obedience to it, it was a blessing. But in disobedience to His word, it became a curse. These words I speak are words of eternal life. But to them that are disobedient, it's going to be bad. It's going to be more than bad. To the obedient, their life, peace and joy. But to the disobedient, oh, their judgment. I want to close in this. The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. You know what it does? Light exposes. And it pushes it back. The God in this world has blinded them in the darkness. Lest they see that glorious light, that gospel. Religion does. Self, pride, it resists God. It pushes. "Well, I would resist God." Oh, my living sin, you are resisting. With that light, the least little light, the least little flicker, pushes back the closest darkness. Jesus, "I am the light of the world." While you have the light, believe in the light. Amen. Amen. And I can tell you, you ever heard that song, "This Little Light of Mine"?
Gonna let it shine.
Amen. That's my
light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine.